Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me remind you that Jesus is not the good cowboy. Why would I say that? The cowboy drives the herd, right? Gets behind them, drives them to make them go where they're supposed to go. Jesus is not the good cowboy. What is he? What is he? What does the shepherd do? He leads the flock. He calls his sheep by name, and then what do the sheep do? What if they don't want to follow? They have to follow of their own will, because he's not pushing them, he's calling them. And the things of God are this way. He calls. I know as an overseer under the great shepherd of this church in Sarasota in the ministry, that's one of the things that you encounter. And I had to get this settled some time ago. It's not my job to make anybody do anything. A lot of time you'll see pastors and leaders, they get upset. They're afraid somebody is going to leave. Somebody's not going to give. Somebody's not going to serve. Somebody's going to start another church or cause a problem or whatever. And they get into chasing people and trying to court them and talk them into it. And they try to give them positions and things to pacify them. And, oh, friend, that's being led by fear, and it's trying to manipulate. And that is not the kind of spirit we're of. But the same thing is true about you. I don't care if it's your spouse, your friends, your co-workers. There comes a point when you see they are not receiving it and they don't want to hear it. And when you see that point, what are you supposed to do? You got a choice. You're either going to do it the way of the world, and you're going to get mean, and you're going to get pushy, and you're going to start demanding. Well, I'll tell you one thing. As long as you live in my house, you will do what I say. As long as this is my place, that's devilish. I said, that's devilish. And you know one of the biggest reasons why people won't back off? They lack faith. It's a lack of faith. It takes faith to quit pushing and trust God. Doesn't it? It takes faith to quit demanding and trust God. Well, what if they don't follow? Well, then they won't. Well, if they won't, they could get in all kind of trouble. It can cost them. That's exactly right. But God won't make them. And you shouldn't try. Is this in the Scripture or not? He talked about the ways of the kingdom. It's not like the Gentiles ruling and exercising dominion and control and force over each other. How are we supposed to be? Servants. Humble like a child. We'll help you. We'll give you something to follow. Right? Preach the vision. Be an example. We'll call you. What if you don't want to come? Well, then you won't come. What if you want to leave and go crazy? Well, then you will. I don't want you to. But I'm not supposed to try to control you. I'm not supposed to try to manipulate you. I'm not supposed to try to woo you with my winning personality. And you're not supposed to do that with other people either. Selah. Think about it. Thank you, Lord. Go with me in closing, I think, to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. He said, you don't know what kind of spirit that you're of. In fact, go to Ephesians 4 and Luke 6. We'll do it like this. Ephesians 4 and Luke 6. Did you know that more than once the New Testament tells us when other people curse, we are to bless? When other people curse, we are to bless. And Ephesians 4, what is it about verse, is it 29 or so? Ephesians 4, 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Verse 30, and do what? Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of the redemption. What would grieve Him? What kind of things would grieve Him? Look at the next verse. Bitterness, wrath, anger. How many know the Scripture says the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God? We're supposed to be seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. This being mean, this being pushy, overbearing, dominating, I'm going to make you. You have to, I'm going to force you. That's not the Spirit of God. That's the spirit of the world. And it grieves the Holy Spirit if we're that way. This clamor, this evil speaking, let it be put away from you with all malice. Say it out loud, put it away from you. Verse 32, and what do you do? What kind of spirit are we of? He said, you don't know what kind of spirit, what manner of spirit you're of. Well, what kind of spirit are we of? Well, the kind of spirit we're of is the kind spirit. Kind. Be ye kind one to another. How many believe Jesus was and is kind? That doesn't mean weak. It doesn't mean He won't tell you the truth. But you don't have to be mean. And you don't have to be pushy. You don't have to be demanding. You know, there's been times that something stirred me the wrong way. I was tempted to answer too forcefully, but if you learn and you care, you'll get a hold of yourself. And you'll pull your feelings back. And even though you feel like saying, no, don't ask again, you can say, no. Nope, don't think so. And it may not sound like it, but it's a very strong no. It has a foundation that goes real deep. Can you be strong without being mean?
Yes.
And without being hard?
Yep.
Without being pushy? Be kind. This is not just a good idea. Is this Word of God, the Spirit of God telling us to be this way?
Yes.
What did He say? Read it out loud. Be kind.
Be kind.
One to another.
One to another.
Tender-hearted.
Tender-hearted.
That's different from hard-hearted. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Keep going. This flows into the next. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. That's the way He is. He's kind. Isn't He?
Yes.
Think of what He's putting up with on this planet. And how holy He is. And how perfect and pure He is. And He's putting up with, if He can put up with all this, why can't you and I put up with a few things without going ballistic? Go to Luke 6. Luke 6, Jesus is telling us, again, kingdom principles. And He says this in Luke 6, 35. Luke 6:35, love your enemies. That's people that's trying to hurt you. People that are saying ugly, bad things about you. What are you supposed to do? Now that doesn't mean you have warm and fuzzy feelings for them. Feelings are not the same thing as love. That's what a lot of people get mixed up about. You can feel like telling them, giving a piece of your mind and the back of your hand. But you don't have to act on those feelings. You can get a hold of yourself and you can say, I do care about them. I care about what happens to them. I don't want to see them judged. I don't want to see them lost. Can you do that? Even if you got feelings that go the other way. I don't know about you. I think you're the same way. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I don't care what they've done. Now the devil, I'm okay with him going. In fact, I'm happy about it. And all of his bunch, his demons that followed him. But human beings, I don't care how mean and ugly they've been. I'd like to see them saved, wouldn't you? I'd like to see them cleansed and washed. Some of the ugliest, meanest, most cruel, awful people washed by the blood and filled with the Holy Spirit could be some of the best people, couldn't they, that you've ever been around? It's possible. It's possible. Love your enemies. Do good. Lend, hoping for nothing again. For you and your reward shall be great. And you'll be the children of the highest. For He is what? He's kind, not just to some people. He's kind to the unthankful. He's kind to evil people. He's kind. Somebody say kind. He said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're of to those guys wanting to call fire down on them and force them into compliance, make them see and know and do what they should do. He said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're of. What kind of spirit are we of? Spirit of God, Spirit of love, Spirit of grace, Spirit of mercy. Somebody say kind.
Kind.
How many have a desire to let Him rule and reign over your thoughts and your feelings and your flesh? And even when you're tempted to be ill or mean, how many like the Lord to remind you and help you, and you catch yourself and you don't say it and you don't do it and you choose to be kind no matter how you feel? You'll be the children of a child of the highest. You'll be acting like your Father. You'll be acting like the ruler of the universe, because He's kind even to unthankful people, even to evil people. He's kind. And because you've been born again and the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart, you can be too. That's the way of the kingdom. And the kindest and the humblest and the greatest servant is going to have the greatest place in the kingdom to come. Does Jesus exemplify it above everybody? He was God and with God. And He humbled Himself. He laid it all aside. He came down here. He served. He died the death of a criminal. And in being raised from the dead, He ever lives to serve us. Do you want to be like the Master?
Yes.
Is He kind?
Yes.
Is He good?
Yes.
Is He faithful?
Yes.
Will He make you do it?
No.
He won't. But even if you put Him off 1,000 times, if you decide 40 years later, I want to do it now, can I come back? What will He say?
Yes.
Come on, baby. Come on. He'll forgive you. Somebody say kind. He'll forgive you. He'll lead you. He'll use you. That's who you are. That's what spirit you're of. That's how we live. That's how we operate. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, thank you, Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.